Hello, hello, and this is Kinnack coming back to you for another Twilight Heroes podcast. We've got some questions. I hope to give you some answers. And, yeah, let's jump right in. First up, we have some questions from Isleta. First, thanks for your hard work on the game. I really appreciate the effort you put into it. Thank you very much. I'm very glad that everyone is playing along at home and enjoying themselves, or playing along at work, I guess, depending on your exact situation. How much content in hard mode remains to be found? There are there's a fair bit. I would say that maybe half-ish has been uncovered. I mean, both using the term content very broadly. I mean, there's just a lot of things that are understood at only a very very basic level. And then there are other things that just straight up haven't been found. So I'm lumping those together for the sake of that answer. Would you consider giving us a hint as to the type of content? Merit badges, level warps, items, etc., and how to find some of it? One of the items I believe people have found, but just not noticed, I believe, which is kind of interesting. And then there are also at least two badges still floating along there, and quite a bit of just, like, you know, information. Like, what things actually do when you use them, ways around the different prefixes, I suppose you could say, the two hardnesses. Would it be possible to add a note to entries in the retcon history page to denote when a retcon is too hard? Yeah, that's probably fair. Let me, I should just open up a note when I start one of these so that I can add stuff like that to it, but, you'll just have to listen to me, talk to myself while I add things to that. Alright. From Sendura, reiterating the thanks for my effort, especially the last event. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun writing it, and I think that the pacing actually worked out pretty well, which is always one of my big concerns with doing a longer event like that. It's really easy to have things speed by so everybody gets lost, or just drag on forever. So, I know that there's sort of a range there, so you're never going to please everybody, but, like, I think we got it into a pretty good place as far as pleasing a lot of people, which is good. I'm very glad. Speaking of the last event, I was not complaining on its opening day in the forums. I just wanted to share one of my favorite baseball jokes. Of course, the Cubs are not playing terribly so far, so substitute the Astros. Yeah, no worries. There's actually the way that the code is written, there's some places where it's actually quite challenging to have multiple holidays at the same time. And since the event was coded as a holiday, we had to sort of bump opening day down the line a bit. I didn't think that anyone was super angry. I just mostly thought it was funny, so no worries there. And I checked several rhyming dictionaries. It looks like we've run out of words to rhyme with pouch. So there are things that almost rhyme with pouch: mulch, broom, hutch, joust, cockroach, gaucho, cartouche, punch, Faust, match, pooch, touch, gouge. You're welcome. Thank you very much. I'm not sure how many of those, when I read them, actually rhymed with pouch. Although we did just mount. Okay, now my rhyming has gone completely mad. We just mouched our garden beds yesterday, so things are well mouched, and we shouldn't get too many weeds anymore. Do you think the state of the game now is where you expect it to be when you took over development, and what was your goal for Twilight Heroes. Keep tweaking and adding fun new stuff or develop it into a cash cow to sell it to a giant corporation to retire to a private Greek island. Hey, considering the economic situation, Greek islands might be cheaper now. That's kind of an interesting question. I mean, part of it was just wanting a game that had, you know, inspired me personally to keep going. As I'm sure most of you who are around for the transition know, I also do Metroplexity, which draws a lot from Kingdom of the Loathing and Twilight Heroes, so it would be sad to see one of those pass away when I could do something about it. I haven't been trying to, I guess, make the game into something else, really. I think that there's something to be said for, you know, the game as it is, and as much as I could go through and make, you know, combat way more complicated, which, again, if you played Metroplexity, is where, like, I sort of go, then, I mean, I could do that, and that would be closer in line with sort of, like, my vision of games as a whole, but I don't think it really fits in with Twilight Heroes, what Twilight Heroes is about. So, I mean, there's a couple of little things here and there. I mean, like openings and the like, where things, you know, it's just giving you a little more that you can do if you want to, but not going to go through and rewrite the game at its base. I would like to be further on as far as adding more quests and content and stuff, but that's just one of those things that even if I were where I want to be, I would still say the same thing. Like, I would still be like, oh, there's so much more stuff I want to be adding. Why is everything so slow? And so there's just sort of a sliding scale there. The goalposts are always going to be moving on that one, which on one level is sort of, you know, an indictment of myself and my inability to, you know, be happy with, you know, where I've gotten and where I am. But at the same time, like, I think there is something to be said for always having something more to do. I mean, I've got a bunch of long-term projects lined up still that I can just could spend, you know, years knocking out. So, it's not as though I'm running out of inspiration anytime soon. Not saying I'd turn down a Greek island, but I'm actually pretty happy with where I am right now as far as living situations go. I would need to, yes, have a Greek island, but then also have the extra money to get a bunch of other cool people there, and some, you know, nice restaurants, you know, good local food scene, and that just seems not only even more expensive than buying a Greek island in the first place, but really just sort of, there's a certain point where it just sounds like way too much work. You know, it's like, I could, you know, build this entire community, or I could just, you know, chill where I am and work things out from here. With the introduction of the Dungeon Goblin, you have shown that a weapon can be fist-type just like an empty weapon slot, so I suggest reassigning brass knuckles, steel knuckles, and white noise knuckles to fist-type. I think I already secretly did that. Let me double-check. It's possible that I somehow failed to commit my changes, which happens. Oh, yeah, it looks totally like I did. Okay, great. Thank you for actually mentioning that, because I literally thought that was already done. Okay. Those should be in now. Thank you very much. And some questions from Huifeng04. Do you know what Ryan wanted to do with this content from ages long, long past? Has anything come of it so far? Hoy is referring to the art contest. That is something that I have been sort of left for Ryan to do when he feels like working on something. It's possible at some point he'll just be like, rather these things get in. So I'm not 100% sure exactly what the plan was, but it was sort of a picture collecting type thing, sort of like assembling a photo album out of cool scenes from around the city. Don't quote me on that though, because it's not my baby. On the wiki, there's a large gap of items about 1683 to 1740, and a smaller gap from 2115 to 2131. Scattered through the rest of the item IDs are smaller gaps, usually one or two long. Wiki also lists some IDs are used for internal purposes only, mostly with special skills from nearby items. Are there any plans already implemented or to be implemented for the large blocks? Yeah, absolutely. Those are in progress and actually have been becoming more real in that, like, they sort of, started out as kind of placeholders, and, eventually they get names and art and descriptions and actual item uses. And actually, there's some companion stuff in there that was part of the reason that I went through and along with the changes to split out, so sidekicks and companions are separate now. The code to make items that give you companions also got cleaned up a lot. So they, it's just a really simple thing now, rather than being like it's like a 10 block line of code for each item, which is, not the end of the world, but it was sort of like, I'm going to have to do a bunch of this, and alright, let's not do that, and instead go in and make that process a little bit easier. Are there IDs used for internal purposes you wouldn't mind sharing so they can be marked as used? If so, which ones are occupied? There are some like 255, 608, 1351, 1627 through 29, 1942 and 43 are all placeholders for different items or different special attacky tactics, like the ammo spear and the special equipment isn't quite the right, but the special moves you can use during the ore wall fight, things like that. Are there any gaps in the list for people who have not discovered the item, and the item will likely never be attainable again? That's an interesting question. I actually am not coming up with any off the top of my head. I would have to, look through the whole list. That, I guess, is a project for another time. And in general, I feel like There might be a couple out there, but I don't think there are very many. Most of the ones that are in have sort of stuck around. Last but not least, a couple of questions from Patagonis. So, as always, what have you been working on? What's the next big project? Well, obviously, I've been going through and getting text for all of the enemies. So that's been a big push that I've been doing. Just starting in on August's item of the month, which is going to be a little weird because I go to Gen Con every year. And Gen Con this year is actually over the... It's normally, or in previous years, is in like the middle of August. And this year it's like the 29th through the 2nd, like the 29th of this month, through the 2nd of August. And that's a little awkward. So I think the item will be done in time, and assuming our hotel doesn't, like, totally fuck us on the wireless, I should be able to roll it out, but, you know, if weirdness happens, or, you know, Hilton Garden Inn in Indianapolis is, you know, the worst thing, then that might be delayed a couple of days. The big projects that I'm on, so there's sort of like one big project in the background, which is the Mad Scientist quest, which is the quest which follows the Brute quest, and that has been, kicking around for quite a while, and it's something that I'm still actively working on. I don't get a ton of time in on it every week, but it's... usually, like, at least, you know, every week, every other week, I'll get a pretty substantial chunk of it done. There's a lot of pretty substantial chunks. Right now, there's a lot of art that I'm adding. I'll have to go through and add all of the enemy text at some point. There's a lot of new enemies in it. On the order of... let's say 30. It's more than 30, but 30 to 40 new enemies. Might actually be more than that. I haven't actually stopped to count, but there's a lot of them. This is the moral of the story. And they need, you know, art and text and drops. But all of that is actually sort of coming together, which is nice. And I think it'll be a lot of fun once it is out there. But it's, you know, obviously been a long time in the making. I'm also, completely, backburnered the new auction hall. There is, some stuff that I still want to do there. It's just, sort of hooked into the rollover code. So, it's sort of like I can't, or rather, really shouldn't do it on nights where I don't have, the ability to, you know, sit there, babysit rollover, make sure that everything works properly. If I host the rollover code, which happens, if I'm there to catch it, it's usually not a big deal. If I'm not there to catch it, that could be a problem. There's not a ton of work I want to get done on that. It's just a question of, you know, scheduling, basically. Other than that, this is not something that I've been, like, actively working on, but, like, sort of the next thing that'll fall into the agenda as things get pushed off of that. There's some little updates that I want to do, you know, just like add a few more side cases, things like that. There's some PvP stuff that I want to do. I think, as we've talked to about at length, PvP system could use a new PvP system. leagues. Will there be other uses for the metal we've been piling up for years in the near future? Are you talking about metal or renown? I mean, answer hopefully yes to both. So, I guess hopefully yes to both. There are plans for more renowned stuff, for sure. Metal is one of those things that I just come back to as is appropriate. Any plans for the next advertising initiative? At the moment, we sort of went from having, like, a nice cushion of, like, me, you know, not having to eat bologna sandwiches, to the opposite of that, to the cushion being eaten into pretty rapidly. Note, I will not actually end up eating bologna sandwiches. I will definitely rock the peanut butter and jelly, you know, just in case anyone was concerned, because bologna is hella gross. I apologize to anyone who lives somewhere where there is actual bologna. It might be delicious, but the bologna that we get here is hella gross. So things as far as, like, you know, huge pushes, kind of on hold, but, we have been, still keeping up with some web advertising, nothing huge, obviously, just a little bit here and there, but we have been getting some new players out of that, actually doing lots of web advertising on, like, serial fiction, stuff like that. It's taken a while to find a sort of sweet spot for Twilight Heroes advertising. In a perfect world, you know, superheroes plus serial fiction or game wiki, not always, you know, where we can pile up all of that, but those stars don't always align, but those sort of the high points that we're hitting for advertising. It's not a huge push, but doing okay. I suppose, on a related note, I had finally what got through the I'm not really even sure what to call them. We had like handbills, basically. That's not even the right term for them. Club cards, I guess, is technically what printers usually call them. But I mean, like, big cards for Metroplexity. Finally got through the last of those, and found that those aren't great, but we worked with a local printer. Well, yeah, there are more effective things than the club cards. But anyway, the got through a local printer. Now we have some schnazzy bookmarks that are actually Metroplexity on one side and Twilight Heroes on the other side, which is good because the advertising budget for both games sort of together is in like half of a giant stack of bookmarks size, so it works out. They look pretty good, actually. I'm quite pleased with them. Our illustrious graphic design specialist, who may or may not be my amazing spouse, helped out with that, and also got us in contact with the printer, because she has mad connections. So for future con use, those will be showing up. But future con use may be, you know, quite a ways off. depending on exactly, you know, how things fall into place. Might be able to get some moving around at Gen Con, might be able to get some moving around at local cons, but it's not the sort of thing that you can usually, you know, just set up a booth wherever you want, start handing them out. It's usually, you know, good couple $100 even for a medium-sized con to get a table and start handing things out, which is the nature of the beast. So yeah, for sort of keeping our eyes dotted and our T's crossed, we have those now. And I think that's about everything on the advertising front. I hope that that answers everybody's questions. And I think I rambled on plenty long enough. So I will sign off here, but thank you very much for asking your questions, and thank you for playing and for donating. And for listening, which I assume you're doing, if you can hear me thanking you. And yeah, everyone, keep enjoying the game, and I will keep updating it, and hopefully together it will keep being the awesome game that we can all enjoy together. Thanks. Have a great day.